With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Major storms killing at least 15 people in Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. National Weather Service meteorologist David Bonnet.
We had a couple of long-track supercells move across portions of North Texas yesterday evening into last night. So right now we have storm survey teams out trying to assess the damage.
In Cook County, Sheriff Ray Sappington says the damage in the small town of Valley View is unbelievable.
There's nothing left of this house. It's just a trail of debris. So it's really, as daylight begins, the devastation is pretty severe.
Also at SRNnews.com, a rocket attack by Hamas.
Air raid sirens were heard across Tel Aviv after Hamas fired a barrage of rockets from Gaza. There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage in what appeared to be the first long-range rocket attack from Gaza since the start of the year. In a video captured by the AP, people were seen rushing to a nearby shelter for safety. Hamas's military wing claimed the attack and said that it recently fired rockets at communities along the Gaza border. The Israeli military stated that 8 rockets crossed into Israel and a number of the projectiles were intercepted. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Japanese and South Korean leaders raising some sensitive topics earlier today, like Taiwan and North Korea, as well as ways to boost cooperation. When they met with China's premier, it was unclear just how serious those discussions were, though. Still, both sides say they're meeting again on Monday. This is SRN News. Make no mistake about it, gambling is getting out of control in America.
And young people are being ensnared faster than any other group. According to research by the NCAA, nearly 75% of college-age adults have placed a wager in the past year, and 14% bet several times a week, some losing hundreds of dollars regularly. Clergymen, Christian leaders, and social scientists warn that unfettered gambling powered by the Internet would eventually bring a wave of human tragedy crashing on America's shores. Polls indicate that wave is approaching fast now. It's unclear what a generation raised on rampant betting will look like. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vatican hoping to appease China, leading Catholic officials promising the church will pose no threat to Beijing's sovereignty. They also say Western missionaries made, quote, mistakes in past centuries in their zeal to convert the Chinese. This is SRN News. Correspondent John Scott says Target is cutting a lot of prices.
More Americans are paying closer attention to their spending as inflation cuts into household budgets. The Target price cuts on as many as 5,000 food, beverages, and household essential items is a bid to follow customers, many of whom are deploying a mix of strategies to find relief at the register. Last week, McDonald's says it was planning to introduce a $5 meal deal next month to counter slowing sales and customer frustration with high prices. John Scott reporting.
Walmart says it has ended a partnership with Capital One that made the banking company the exclusive issuer of Walmart's consumer credit cards. The company say cardholders, though, can still use their Capital One Walmart rewards cards, which will continue to accrue rewards unless customers are notified of any change. More details at SRNnews.com.